2005年全国普通高等学校招生统一考试上海英语卷听力测试现在开始。
Listening comprehension, Part A, Short Conversations, Directions. In Part A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. Conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and a question about it, read the 4 possible answers on your paper.And decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Here is your express mail from New York. Could you please sign your name here?
Sure, thanks.
Question. What is the man's probable occupation?
Two. When I go on a diet, I eat only cucumbers.And that reduces my weight quickly.
I prefer to eat whatever I want and then run to lose weight.
Question. What helps the woman to lose weight? 3. Evening.
I'll take a walk, then call on some friends.
Question. What will the man do first?4. Excuse me, where can I find dictionaries?
The regular priced ones are here, plus we have some on sale over on that table.
Question. Where does this conversation probably take place?
5. The temperature is supposed to reach 20 today and go down to 12 this evening.
Isn't that a difference of about 8 degrees?
Question. What is the evening temperature forecast? 6. During the summer vacation and earn some money. How about you?
I'm going to take an online course so I can graduate sooner.
Question. What are the two speakers mainly talking about?7. Another rejection letter? Maybe I will never get a good job.
Oh, no.
Question. How does the woman feel about the man's remark? 8. Would you mind if I open the window? We need some fresh air.
We also need to keep it quiet in here.
Question. What does the woman mean? 9. Every time I call the number, I get a busy signal.
Wait an hour and try again.
Question. What does the woman suggest the man do?
10.I thought you were going to drive carefully so you wouldn't get a traffic ticket.
I was, but it didn't work out that way.
Question. What can we learn about the man?
1. B. Passages. Directions. In Part B, you will hear 2 short passages.And you will be asked 3 questions on each of the passages. The passages will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
I work at a big city bank. I do the same thing every day.Most people hate that kind of work, but I actually like it. I can daydream and daydream for almost 40 hours a week. Don't misunderstand, my job isn't always easy. Maybe it requires less concentration than other jobs, but it requires more organization. I have to be ready for work when the bank opens at 9 every day. Before opening my cage window, I put the cash in my drawer. Then I make sure that the audio system is working. After checking the machine, I sit at my window, ready for work and for daydreaming. Come and go. Most of them deposit checks or withdraw money from their savings accounts. Occasionally, customers require special help from me. At these times, I have to stop dreaming and concentrate. But usually, the work is easy, automatic. Most people think the work is dull. You must be crazy, they say. But I'm not crazy. I'm only a dreamer. I really enjoy daydreaming.
Now listen again, please. I work at a big city bank. I do the same thing every day. Most people hate that kind of work, but I actually like it. I can daydream, and daydream for almost 40 hours a week. Don't misunderstand, my job isn't always easy. Maybe it requires less concentration than other jobs, requires more organization. I have to be ready for work when the bank opens at 9 every day. Before opening my cage window, I put the cash in my drawer. Then I make sure that the audio system is working. After checking the machine, I sit at my window, ready for work and for daydreaming. People come and go. Most of them deposit checks or withdraw money from their savings accounts. Occasionally, customers require special help from me. At these times, I have to stop dreaming and concentrate. But usually the work is easy, automatic. Most people think the work is dull. You must be crazy, they say. Crazy? I'm only a dreamer. I really enjoy daydreaming.
Questions. 11. What does the speaker do first before the bank opens?
According to the passage, what do most people think of the speaker's job?
Why does the speaker like the job?
14 through 16 are based on the following news.
It is 7 o'clock, time for the morning news. Indonesia. Those tore through northern Indonesia late Sunday, killing at least 40 people, injuring nearly 1,000, and leaving thousands homeless, officials said. The tornadoes blew away huts in dozens of farming villages and brought down thousands of trees and electricity poles, plunging the villages into darkness. France. The number of hate crimes, mainly against Jews and against Arabs of North African origin, nearly doubled last year to 1,565, according to a report to the government. It said 62% of the total were anti-Jewish acts. Acts against people of North African origin totaled 595 in 2004. The United Nations. Returning tourists and travelers have always had a problem with unspent. The handful of foreign coins is often not sufficient to buy much from the duty-free shop, and banks are usually reluctant to exchange such small sums. Last month, the United Nations Children's Fund started a program called Change for Good. It aims to collect these coins unwanted by tourists, but which may save the lives of children in developing countries.
Now listen again, please. It is 7 o'clock. Time for the morning news. Indonesia. Two tornadoes tore through northern Indonesia late Sunday, killing at least 40 people, injuring nearly 1,000, and leaving thousands homeless, officials said. The tornadoes blew away huts in dozens of farming villages and brought down thousands of trees and electricity poles, plunging the villages into darkness. France. The number of hate crimes, mainly against Jews and against Arabs of North African origin, nearly doubled last year to 1,565, according to a report to the government. It said 62% of the total were anti-Jewish acts. Acts against people of North African origin totaled 595 in 2004. The United Nations. Returning tourists and travelers have always had a problem with unspent coins. The handful of foreign coins is often not sufficient to buy much from the duty-free shop, and banks are usually reluctant to exchange such small sums. Last month, the United Nations Children's Fund started a program called Change for Good. It aims to collect these coins unwanted by tourists, but which may be of children in developing countries.
Questions. 14. What is the first news item mainly about?
Fifteen. Who are the main targets in the hate crimes in France?
Sixteen. What will the program Change for Good do with the unspent coins?
Part C. Longer conversations. Directions. In Part C, you will hear two longer conversations. The conversations will be read twice. Till you hear each conversation, you are required to fill in the numbered blanks with the information you have heard. Write your answers on your answer sheet.
Blanks 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Region Conference Center.
Hello, it's Joanne from Addison International. I'd like to book a meeting room for our international conference.
Certainly. So, Joanne, your surname's Collins, isn't it?
Colley, C-O-L-L-E-Y.
Oh, yes. And you usually have the Darwin Room?
Yes, please. It's for the 28th of July.
The 26th and 27th are already booked, but let me check. Yes, it's free on the day you want.
Good.
Can you give me an idea as to the number of people coming?
About 40. I've got 35 people who are definite, but they'll be, well, no more than 45, though.
Okay.
Can you give me the price? I think last time it was £675 for the same room.
We've made a small increase, so it should be £720, but as your regular customers, we're keeping the old prices for now.
Excellent. Thanks.
Now listen again, please. Region Conference Center.
Hello, it's Joanne from Addison International. I'd like to book a meeting room for our international conference.
Certainly. So, Joanne, your surname's Collins, isn't it?
Colley, C-O-L-L-E-Y.
Oh, yes. And you usually have the Darwin Room?
Yes, please. It's for the 28th of July.
The 26th and 27th are already booked, but let me check. Yes, it's free. Can you give me an idea as to the number of people coming?
About 40. I've got 35 people who are definite, but there'll be a few more as well. No more than 45, though.
Okay.
Can you give me the price? I think last time it was £675 for the same room.
We've made a small increase, so it should be £720, but as your regular customers, we're keeping the old prices for now.
Excellent. Thanks.
Complete the form. Write one word for each answer.
Blanks 21 through 24 are based on the following.
Boss, we can have robots make cough medicine for us.
Robots? Why are you talking about robots? We are a small company.
You see, we make 10 different kinds of cough medicine, but each operation only has 4 steps.
How many robots do we need then?
4. The first robot will measure and mix the materials for the medicine. A second robot will pour the mixture into the bottles. Then a third robot will put on the labels. The last robot will pack the bottles into boxes.
And what happens when one of the robots breaks down?
The robot company will have a mechanic here within an hour.
I just can't imagine. What will we have here? A quiet building with robots rolling around doing the work?
That's it. And these robots are great workers. They won't call in sick. They will work 24 hours a day.
It's what about the workers here?
That's what I'm worried about. We won't need them anymore.
Now listen again, please.
Boss, we can have robots make cough medicine for us.
Robots? Why are you talking about robots?
Will put on the labels. The last robot will pack the bottles into boxes.
And what happens when one of the robots breaks down?
The robot company will have a mechanic here within an hour.
I just can't imagine. What will we have here? A quiet building with robots rolling around doing the work?
That's it. And these robots are great workers. They won't call for hours a day.
It sounds like a good idea, but what about the workers here?
That's what I'm worried about. We won't need them anymore.
Complete the form. Write no more than 3 words for each answer.
That's the end of the listening comprehension.
高考英语听力测试到此结束。